Did you give you a warning at all? This is
no, it was a complete and total blindside. And I would just, I don't know if the joint finance, I have great respect for the members of the committee. I don't know if what they're aware or what they've done now is, since we have to re-elect the treasurer since they did not act on AJR 26, that treasurer will be elected and serve until 2018. And his pay will be from the taxpayers, which has never happened before. The treasurer has been paid out of the program revenue from the unclaimed property division. So what the joint finance has done today is now put the salary of the treasurer onto the backs of the taxpayers.
Would there be any meaningful duties of the treasurer without the program?
No. A 15-minute meeting twice a month with the Board of Public Lands. That would be the only duty left.
What kind of staff would you need for that?
I can't imagine that we would need... I don't know. They didn't address the staffing issues today. Mm-hmm. So what that means in regard to my deputy treasurer is unclear at this point. But I would like to emphasize, once again, they've done the taxpayers of Wisconsin a great disservice. They've taken a very limited constitutional office that we still must elect and vote for and pay, and now put that pay directly onto the backs of Wisconsin taxpayers, a burden that, for the last 40 years, Wisconsin taxpayers have not had to have.
So it won't be you after 2014?
I've already announced I'm not running.
How many employees will remain in the treasurer's office, and what duties will remain?
That is unclear from today's. That's unclear. There are no duties left. Unclaimed property was the only duty. My only constitutional duty is to serve as a commissioner of the Board of Public Lands. So that will require me only two meetings a month by phone.
What's the current staffing level? How many employees have
you? Oh, well, we have about nine, ten, between claims adjusters and our professional side of our staff. It's incredibly unjustifiable move based upon the fact that this treasury with this staff has returned more money in less than 3 years than the previous Republican treasurer returned in three terms, 12 years. So I wish them the best of luck. I cannot hide the fact that I think that this is an incredibly stupid move. Unless you were going to do as I originally asked them to do, remove the office from the Constitution. Then it would make sense. And it's what I advocated for, but they chose not to do that in the last session. They chose to keep the treasurer. So you might direct your question as to why they chose to keep the treasurer and then did this.
When you were pushing for that constitutional amendment, what did legislators say to you as to why they didn't advance it?
That would be with the leadership of the assembly, so you would have to address your questions to them.
Are you going to run for the legislature when your term is
up? At this point in time, I don't rule anything out. But currently, in the district that I live in, there aren't any obvious positions, no.
They said it wasn't personal, Kirk. Do you believe that? Or do you think?
I have no idea. In politics, whether it was personal or not personal, I can only speak for the job that I and my staff, my deputy, has done. And I have no apologies to make whatsoever. And I think anyone clearly looking at the results obtained by this office over the last 2.5 years would be unable to criticize it as well, too. So am I stunned by today's decision? Absolutely.
I'm sorry. We were confused.
Why did you decide not to run again?
That was a campaign promise. I said if I failed at eliminating the office, I would not run for a second term.
That would be strictly the governor's recommendation. You do not need an
Any other questions? Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.